Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's an absolutely gorgeous day today. Partly sunny skies, maybe some isolated showers on the windward side, possibly some showers. Bottom line is, it's going to be beautiful. A beautiful day to go out and play a round of golf. The winds are variable to 15 miles per hour. Great day to play a round of golf. You could play at Kauai Lagoons at 9:10, Poipu Bay at 10 o'clock, you know, after you finish watching Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, that is, at the Dell Technologies match play. You can just get out there and practice your game. Better yet, you could probably sit around and wait until the LPGA, the Kia Classic, is on, because then when you watch the women play, it'll probably match your game just a little bit better, at least the way they judge their shots, the distance, which clubs they take. That may be a better way to actually go out and get ready to play. So we're going to get over to the LPGA Kia Classic. Ron Cyrak is joining us. Bob Bupka will be with us, Chef Esther Sanchez, Steve DiMeglio, Greg Nichols. But first, Ron Cyrak, Global Golf Post and GGBP Plus, special to the LPGA, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement Award, and we'll be with him right after this.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Ron Cyrak, Global Golf Post, special to the LPGA, Golf Channel contributor, and PGA Lifetime Achievement in Journalism recipient. He's author, Vision 54 Trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. That one's published in 8 languages. He's covered over 150 majors. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Oh, Danielle, I'm a little closer to you than I usually am when we're talking.
It's wonderful. Joining us in the clubhouse from the LPGA Kia Classic, this is a full field, 144 players at the Park Hyatt Aviara Resort in Southern California. That's really close to, what is it called, the oven, Carlsbad, where all the equipment is manufactured?
Yeah, you know, there's a bazillion equipment companies in this area, and it's interesting. One of the reasons that the equipment companies became based in this area is they had access to all these great technicians who worked in the aerospace industry.
Oh.
So as all these new age metals, titanium and stuff like that, started to appear in golf equipment, the equipment companies started pirating these guys who worked in the space industry, and brought a lot of those scientists in to help in the research and development of the golf equipment.
And tune that aerodynamic factor the driver has when it hits the ball, which almost looks as big as a person's head. I was looking at Rory McIlroy playing, and I was like, well, of course he's going to hit that ball. Look how gigantic that head is. Of course, when I look at it, it doesn't necessarily work. Next week is the first major of the year on the LPGA. In fact, it's the first major of the year. It's the ANA Inspiration. And I really like the piece that you did in Global Golf Post Plus about the Korda sisters, Jessica and Nelly Korda. And you have an interesting premise, you know, that possibly the Venus and Serena Williams scenario in golf, two of the best being sisters. That was very cool.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, how cool would it be to have the final pairing on Sunday at a major championship be two sisters going at each other, trying to beat each other? We've seen it in tennis when Venus and Serena had to go at each other, but the way that Nelly has raised the level of her game over in her last 10 tournaments, going back to last year, she's got 8 top 10 finishes, including 2 wins, 2 second place finishes, and a third. Even though Jessica's been battling an injury with her forearm, she really is, I think, being motivated by her baby sister and up in her game. They finished tied for second last week at the Founders Cup in Phoenix.
Yeah, really interesting, too, that it's pointed out they have the same physical strengths. Talk to me about that, the physical strengths.
Well, you know, I mean, they're both tall, so they got big arcs, so they hit the golf ball a long way because they can generate an enormous amount of club head speed. And I think they both have, you know, having had a father who was a professional tennis player, won a Australian Open, having a brother who is a professional tennis player, you know, competition is part of their family. So I think that in addition to having these physical skills that make them really powerful, strong golfers, I think they've got they're in that mental comfort zone to go out and win golf tournaments. They know from everybody else in their family what it takes to get it done in the last round of a golf tournament.
Yeah, that was a great point when you were talking, writing about being strong mentally, because I thought about their father and the drive that it takes to be top tennis. And being able to dominate your opponent, not just on the court, but in the mind, the way you approach the game. There's a lot of mental to the game of tennis, most sports, but this is one-on-one in tennis, and it's very powerful. And seeing them be so competitive as a family, wasn't it Nelly who finally got her win in Australia to match everybody else, her brother, her sister, her dad having championships in Australia?
Yeah, they have the Court of Slam in Australia. All four of them have now won tournaments in Australia, and that's pretty cool. And you know, and Nelly and Jessica every year, so that since Nelly came out on tour, they have this little bet for who's going to have the better year. Whoever finishes higher on the money list, whoever finishes lower has to buy her a handbag. And I'm guessing it's a very expensive handbag.
Exactly where my mind was going. They're going to go along Manhattan, Fifth Avenue. A Global Golf Post is the first digital weekly golf magazine. It's free. Global Golf Post. Just go to that location online, globalgolfpost.com. Enter your email and you'll get it every Monday. A Global Golf Post Plus has the same excellent insight. In fact, the articles may be just a little bit more in-depth, and the writing without the ad clutter is awesome. So you just get to focus on what you're reading and as it going a little bit more deep in-depth. So you can try it for free for 14 days. Just go to Global Golf Post. It's really very nice to read your in-depth articles, and I really appreciate all the work and the time that you put in bringing us this insight. I'd like to take a quick break and come back. We're going to talk about the ANA inspiration just a bit, but really focus on the LPGA Kia Classic and Inbee Park coming on strong after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative!
Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call. This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
On the LPGA Tour, it's the LPGA Kia Classic, and Ron Cyrak, special to the LPGA and Global Golf Post writer, Golf Channel contributor, is there. Ron, I thought Inbee Park was thinking about retiring, and all of a sudden she seems to be very into the game. What's happened?
You know, Inbee's one of those players who could be semi-retired and win major championships. You know, she doesn't need to play it that often. She has such a wonderfully repeating swing, and she can putt. Inbee does three things really well. She keeps her golf ball out of trouble, she keeps her composure, and she makes putts. Those three things will win you a lot of golf tournaments. And she's going to go into today's third round one stroke off the lead. She's got a great game for this golf course because there's a lot of really narrow driving areas here, and she's one of the people who could take the driver, doesn't have to hit less than driver, just take the driver and boldly stripe it down the middle of the fairway. I think it's no surprise that with the first major of the year looming just a week away, that Inbee's kicking her game into gear. She's already got seven majors, and she could be looking to add to that total.
Yeah, I wonder if the time off that she took, I mean, she had the back injury and just taking a step back, made her realize that she really likes playing golf. She likes the competition.
You know, I think she does, and I think that she is – also, over the last couple years, really since she's gotten married, tried to get healthy and ready for the 2016 Olympics, she realized that she used to play a lot, and I think she realized that she can be just as good and be just as competitive and play a little bit less.
Okay.
And give more time to those other things in her life that she enjoys, and believe me, one of the things that Siri Pak has gone home to try to teach to the younger players coming up in Korea is the key to having a long, successful career out here is to have a multifaceted life. Have more in your life than just golf, and don't define your happiness only by what happens on the golf course. And I think Inbee has really, really taken massive steps in that direction over the last few years.
Yeah, she made everybody do a collective when she said, I think I want to become a mother and start a family. You know, it was like,
yeah,
what? Where you're going to leave us too? I mean, but it was just one of those moments in the game. So Inbee is up against Chella Choi, both of them tied for third. Then we have, and you're going to have to help me with, I think Suwanapura is her last name, but I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce Taidapa, her first name.
Taidapa Suwanapura, yeah, you got it.
Okay, is up against Sun Hyung Park. Now, that's interesting. I mean, Taidapa Suwanapura has been she's won over $1 million. So she's been on tour for a while, but Sung Hyung Park, she's got this mindset that just is driven to win. An interesting pairing.
You know, Sung Hyung to me is sort of like the Rory McIlroy of women's golf. You know, she's got as much, maybe more, pure raw talent as anybody on the tour. It's just that sometimes it seems like she's not completely, totally engaged. You know, last year, I think she missed the cut like seven times last year. But she's somebody who, when she's on her A game, is just incredibly good. And if she learns how to be more consistent, as I think that Rory McIlroy has started to learn how to be a little bit more consistent, and also how to win when you have less than your A game. You look at that swing of Sung Hyung Park, and that's just one of the really, really great swings in all of golf.
It's beautiful. Stacey Lewis, her third event since maternity leave, and she's up tied for ninth. That's awesome.
Yeah, that would be amazing. You know, it would be, you know, there was no doubt in my mind that after giving birth that Stacey was going to had something to prove, that she wanted to come back and win as a mom, you know. and we may see her do that. She's hugely important to women's golf, I think, because when she's winning, she does everything else right. She's great with the media, great with the fans, great with the sponsors. Is a wonderfully smart businesswoman who had a whole lot to do with creating the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. And having her to be somebody who's a factor in LPGA events is a real important thing for this tour.
Yeah, and there's another person I'm thinking about, and I wonder, what's up with Lexi Thompson? I know we ask these questions every time it seems like someone isn't performing at their height, and we don't consider their lives. We have lives besides our jobs. But how is Lexi?
You know, it's interesting because I thought that she turned a big corner last year. She took that month off in the middle of the season to sort of admit she was burnt out, and, you know, that she'd been playing professional golf since she was 12 years old, essentially. And when she came back refreshed, and she won the last tournament of the year, the Tour Championship. She started out this year very slowly. She just this week made a change, and she's gone back to Benji Thompson as her caddy. He's caddied for her twice before, including, and you can find this on YouTube, you might remember, when she won the ANA in 2014, he did sort of a backflip into Poppy's pond.
Oh, that's right, yes. Everybody worried about him, too.
Scared the heck out of everybody watching, you know. It's like, oh, my goodness, that water's not deep enough to
do that. Right, yeah.
But I think that Lexi is just starting the season off slowly. I think that her mind is in a place where, you know, the ANA, she won the ANA, but then she had that horrible heartbreak of the four-stroke penalty there. That tournament's always going to loom large in her psyche, and I think that a big part of her mind this week is on next week.
I hear you, and, you know, whenever you hear people evaluate a situation, just remember, folks, when you go to a golf course and you didn't have a good time there, do you want to go back? Probably not so much. You know, it's like, no, I didn't do well there. I really don't want to go. I have a bad memory from that. It's going to stick with me. So it's the same for a professional golfer. They still have that. They have the skills to overcome it. But, you know, the mind is really dominant. Amy Olson, Lizette Salas, Sandra Gall, Brooke Henderson, Hawaii's Mariel Galdiano, missed the cut. This course it's kind of a resort course, if you will. It's gorgeous. What's tough about it, though?
It's a tough driving golf course. You can get into a lot of trouble not being very far off the fairway. It's one of the reasons why I think it's a good golf course for Indy Park, because she drives the ball really straight. And, you know, Brooke Henderson is somebody who, with the driver, is fearless. She attacks golf courses with the driver. But if you're a little bit off here, you can get into trouble. And I think that probably was the case for her.
Okay. Because she's got such a long swing. And as you said, you know, you've got to be on target. We're going to be talking next week from the ANA, but I've got to go straight to something else that's going on. And I assumed, yeah, watch out with that word, that the Augusta National Women's Amateur was going to be played at Augusta National. Come to find out, though, the Augusta National is going to be the last round of the Augusta
right.
National Women's Amateur. Did you find that, you know, kind of, I don't know, it put me off in a way?
Well, you know, you would have liked to seen them gone all the way with that. I mean, look, there's a lot that's problematic about this event. You know, it's awkward. It's going up against the first women's major of the year. And particularly since the ANA, a big part of its identity is giving sponsor exemptions to 6 or 7 top amateurs in the world. So it creates a lot of conflicts there, and I think it's ultimately going to lead to the date of the ANA being changed. That said, it's a big step forward for women's golf. On Saturday, when the women are playing that final round at Augusta National, there are going to be people who are going to turn in and watch it on TV who never watch women's golf. They're going to do it to see Augusta National. They're going to do it to see how the women play Augusta National. They're going to do it to see how they set the golf course up at Augusta National for the women. And anything that gets – I've always said, Danielle, the biggest critic of the women's game, both among the fans and the media, are people who don't go to the events. Once you experience a tournament firsthand or see it on TV, you realize what a great product this is. So I do think this is a good step forward for the women's game. They're bringing in Annika Soenstamler, Anna Ochoa, and Nancy Lopez, and Siri Park to get the ceremonial first balls. So they are going to do that all right. And I do think that Augusta National needs to be given a lot of credit for for the Grow the Game programs they've done over the last decade. Asia Pacific and amateur, Latin American amateur, the drive, chip, and putt contest, and now this. They're doing their best to try to grow the game.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. The Augusta National Women's Amateur is fantastic. And I can understand completely why they can't have a tournament played 1 week, drive, chip, putt over the weekend, and then have the Masters. They need it to be pristine as it needs to be. So it makes total sense to me. One day of having the women play, they can magically fix Augusta National. Ron Syrak, Global Golf Post, special to the LPGA and Golf Channel contributor. I look forward to talking with you next week from the ANA Inspiration.
Thank you, Danielle. Talk to you down the road. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Greg Nichols. He's the general manager, director of Golf Ko'olina Golf Club. We have one of those women's events coming to Hawaii. It's the LPGA Lotte Championship, and you should go. We'll talk with Greg right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Have you looked at the items in your house or storage locker lately? Do you want to know if there's any real value to your family treasures or collections? Are you looking for a way to get money for your koa, art, gold, or fine furnishings? Call Hawaii's Consignment Center, located at 401 Cook Street. Shop, consign, and design. Call 589-1750 today. Hawaii's Consignment Center, 401 Cook Street.
Hey, the Lotte is coming. The Lotte Championship, April 14th through 20th at Ko'olina Golf Club. And they want you not only to be there, but to get up and close to the best lady golfers in the world. Volunteer for frontline action at the LPGA's incredible Lotte Championship. Opportunities of every kind to volunteer at the Lotte Championship. LotteChampionship.com. Sign up now. LotteChampionship.com. LOTTE.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Greg Nichols is the general manager, director of golf of Ko'olina Golf Club and the home, of course, of the LPGA Lotte Championship, board of director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And, of course, there's the Michelle We Love Ping Pong event. He's the past president of the Aloha Section PGA, and I go there because congratulations, Greg Nichols, on your Aloha Section PGA Patriot Award.
Thanks, Danielle. I appreciate that. By the way, I've never been president of the Aloha Section PGA, so I wish I could take credit for that, but I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry. My greatest apologies. Yes, a special event is coming up, the Ladies First Clinic. Ladies First Clinic.
Absolutely.
Starring Ko'olina's Lizette Salas. It's actually Ko'olina is starring. It's the golf course. and Lizette Salas and Angel Yin are coming back by special demand. Tell us about it.
Well, it's, you know, the name speaks for itself. It's ladies first, Danielle. And you know what? We try to do that at Goalina, and we've got the best female players in the world are coming out, led by our own Michelle Wee. And we've done this clinic every year with the Lotte Championship. They've been very supportive, along with 141 and our volunteer group. And it's a really, really fun clinic for any of you, your listeners out there that enjoy the game for what it should be. You know, it's a game, and it's a game for everybody. Angel and Lizette are fantastic. I would really encourage you to bring out your kids. They were wonderful last year. This is the first group that we've brought back to do the clinic, and I promise you, you're going to have a lot of fun. A
lot of fun. What do they do during the clinic?
Well, they'll hit some shots, of course. They'll talk a little bit about their swing, but they really just engage with the audience. We take questions from the audience. We've got some giveaways. We'll give away some rounds of golf and have some fun. But it's, they really explain what life is like on the LPGA Tour. They're very sharing about, what they do and how they live their life and what it's like to be out there, week after week. But they're great ambassadors for the game. They really are. And, they're really nice people. They, most golfers are. It's what my experience has been. And they are two of the best.
Two of the best indeed. And they're funny. They love to joke, and they also have some great trick shots.
Yeah, they'll hit some funny shots. They're performers, and we forget that. I think, you look at some of the best players out there, and you look at the driving range, you wonder why aren't they winning out there? But some players have an ability when the gun goes off, and the crowds are big, to play their best. And this is a great. It's a great week for women's golf coming up, Danielle, with the first women's amateur championship at Augusta.
Augusta National Women's Amateur. Ron Syrek and I were just talking about it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Isn't that terrific? I mean, and you've done so much for women's golf here in the community, and we're very proud that we've got one of the few female head professionals in the game here in Hawaii. We're very proud of Katie Manlolo and what she's done with our crew here, and we're just continuing. It's great to see more opportunities for women in the game, and so with the LPGA coming out here, we're just thrilled to have the best players come back. And you talked about Michelle. Michelle's been hurt, we know that, but she's resting up because she wants to be in fine form when she comes home.
Yes. Do you think she'll be? Will she be here for the LPGA Lotte? She said she really wanted to play. Do you think she will be?
Oh, yeah. I can't say definitively, but because I know it was a serious injury, but listening to her comments about it, she feels that she'll be ready. Of course, it's a tricky injury, and one or two shots, because it's a nerve that's acting up, it can set it off. So, but she's, she's resting it up. She's doing everything that she's supposed to be doing, and I expect her to be ready to play. I know she will try. I know she's going to show up and try to play, for sure. I mean, she wouldn't miss it for the world.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. She wants to play at home.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, she comes here and she has a fabulous time and she wants to play at home. And we would duly, if worse came to worse and she couldn't, we'd want her to make sure that she gives her body enough time to heal. That's one of the things a lot of our athletes just don't have the patience to do. It's like they want to get up. They're like racehorses. They need to go out and do it, right?
That's so true. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true.
But if she weren't here, we wouldn't have the Michelle We Love Ping Pong fundraiser.
Well, you've been to that event. You know how much fun that is. But,
yes.
Hey, this is just one of the many, many things that Michelle does to give back to the community. It goes unknown. Michelle doesn't have to do these things. She's got a very busy schedule, and yet she lends her name and her friendships on the tour is how this got started. We play a ping pong championship on Saturday following the final round. Again, a reminder to your listeners, we end on Saturday, not Sunday. So Saturday's the final round, and we go right over. This year we're going to go to the Four Seasons on Resort to hold the Michelle Wee Ping Pong Championship, and it features her and 15 of her friends on LPGA Tour teaming up with amateurs. And we've got a who's who of of great corporate sponsors, First Hawaiian Bank, Bank of Hawaii coming out, all of our regulars, and we get to pair up with one of the LPGA players in a four-man ping pong championship that's really a lot of fun. The first year we held it was the year Michelle won, and so it turned into a victory party for her, and she has yet to win her own ping pong championship, though. Every year, I think she's come in second.
Yeah, she has. It's adorable because she's so ferocious. Remember when she did the clinic on Maui, and downstairs at the beautiful home, they were hosting an event after the clinic, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, a fundraiser event. And she was down there. I mean, she was practically on the table, you know, returning the ball, just into it, and obviously focused. And so when she plays, she's laser.
Danielle, you were there, and that's actually when it started, because when I had the opportunity to play with Michelle at that event,
right.
and I saw how much she loved the game, and I had the idea actually to approach her and say, Michelle, would you do something like this, you know, for the HSJGA? And of course she agreed right away, and it's just grown since then. We raise over $50,000, Danielle, that goes back toward the scholarships for Hawaii State Junior Golf Association members, and it's been terrific, and we're very, very grateful to Michelle for doing that for us.
I got the email, the call for sponsors, people who would like to sponsor the event, become sponsors, like the great people that you mentioned earlier. Are those sponsorship opportunities still available?
There are, but I need to say there's only, as of yesterday, it may have already gone, so I don't want to disappoint anybody, but there were only two what we call player sponsors left. And what a player sponsor gives you is an opportunity to play with one of the LPGA events. So 14 have already been sold. But we also have what we call patron sponsorships, which is less money, of course. And I want to say it's $2,000, but it gets you 10 people to come to this event and, you know, support it with you and have fun, supporting the rest. So if you don't play ping pong, but you still love, you know, rubbing elbows with the LPGA players and a lot of great folks in the community, this event is open to everybody. It's limited just by number with the four seasons, but I can promise you it's going to be a spectacular event this year. We've got some special events rolled up our sleeves we're going to surprise people with this year, and I'm excited for it. We'll have a crowd of about, you know, we're expecting about 300 people show up.
It's wonderful. It's a large group, but it's there's an intimacy about it still. So you get to actually be along the ping pong tables so you can see all the action. And I'm not sure how it's going to be set up this year, but usually it's set up so that there's an arena and everybody's kind of walking around the food tables, enjoying whichever match they're going to go to. It's just a whole lot of fun. So is Mark Rolfing going to be our MC?
I sure hope so. I'm hoping he's saving his voice, you know, because he's not only the lead talent. So, yeah, Mark will be there. We're hoping Daniel Day Kim, for those Hawaii 5-0 lovers, Daniel Day usually shows up. There's a lot of celebrities that come out. We've had, you know, just so many wonderful people that support this event. Like golf, you mentioned the food. We've got a lot of great food sponsors that help us with this event. And it's all about the 19th hole, Danielle, right? I mean, that's why we play golf. Yes, so we can. You know,
I wasn't going to say the bar is right there. And then, but it is.
I've got to give a shout out to Chef Rory Yamaguchi, who's our 19th hole. We arguably have one of the best 19th holes in Hawaii. So
it's wonderful.
That's a big part of the game.
Absolutely. This is Greg Nichols, General Manager and Director of Golf, Ko'olina Golf Club, home of the LPGA Lotte Championship. Now, I have been spoiled many years when you'd come to the table during the event on a Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Would you join me this year?
Oh, I'd love to, Danielle. Appreciate you coming out and all the coverage, the great coverage you give, not only of the Lotte, fun of the game. And anytime that you invite me, I'm more than happy to join you.
Love to have you. Yep. Awesome. Okay, so we'll be talking soon, just a couple of weeks from now. My goodness, because the LPGA Lotte starts on April 17th, ends on the 20th. So it's Wednesday to Saturday. The LPGA Lotte Championship, April 17th through the 20th. Thank you, Greg.
Aloha, Danielle.
Aloha.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this. Bob Bupka is joining us next. He's at the Dell Technologies Match Play. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Hey, the Lotte is coming. The Lotte Championship, April 14th through 20th at Ko'olina Golf Club. And they want you not only to be there, volunteer for frontline action at the LPGA's incredible Lotte Championship. Opportunities of every kind to volunteer at the Lotte Championship. LotteChampionship.com. Sign up now. LotteChampionship.com. LOTTE.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we've got Bob Bupka, voice of golf for TalkSport in the UK, host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove. You know, I was talking with his producer, Jenna Self, about this Saturday, and she sent me a text saying, gotta go now. It was about midnight at the Dell Technologies Match Play. And Bob's going to be on Talk Sport in a couple of minutes. Got to set up. So welcome into the clubhouse. Thanks so much for being on the show, Bob.
Well, I'm a little sad this morning because when I started going on the air with you so many years ago, I really enjoyed it. The greeter who would answer the phone would say, just hold on, Bob. I'll get you right in with Danielle. Now the lovely greeter said, hold on, Mr. Bupka. We'll get you in with Danielle. So, and apparently I'm getting old.
No. Nani's just very polite. And I will instruct her from now, and she's blushing. She will from now on call you, hi, Bob. I'll get you with Danielle right away.
There we go. Anyway, lots of excitement here. And quite candidly, I started looking at this event a little bit different a couple of days ago when I realized that this really could serve me well as somewhat of a crystal ball to what's going to happen in a couple of weeks when we get to the first major. And I wanted to see, certain things.
Uh-huh.
Now, like Rory McIlroy going against Tiger Woods, I was definitely felt if Rory wins that match, that'll be just the added confidence he needs when we get to Augusta as he tries to complete that Grand Slam. And by the same token, if Tiger wins against Rory, I felt, wow, Tiger's going to think now maybe that 15th major is within his reach. So that's the way that match ended. I think Justin Rose, in losing to Kevin Na, took a giant step back. as far as winning his green jacket.
Yes.
Second major. So I don't know if I'm crazy in thinking this way, but that's just what the feeling I've gotten here, despite the fact, Danielle, that the winner here collects $1,745,000. Second place is worth over $1 million. I mean, it's just an incredible amount of money that's going to be given out here this weekend.
You know, I'm not sure. I had to leave the television set and come to the studio. And, of course, we've been working here without any connection to the world. So should I tell people who won that Rory McIlroy-Tiger Woods match?
Yeah, it's been on TV already, so you're not going to be hurting them. Tiger got off to a kind of a quick start. Rory battled back and really had an opportunity maybe to get all the way back to even and then played a couple of holes very poorly and went down in defeat. Rory, quite frankly, was crushed by not beating Tiger. Absolutely, he declined to do any interviews with the media. Tiger was very elated about winning. So, I mean, it's, you know, those are two heavyweights, and when they square off like that, it was epic proportions.
It was epic proportions. Did we ever think that we would see Tiger Woods in match play with Rory McIlroy? No.
Right.
Tiger's in his 40s and Rory's in his 20s. Okay, he's almost 30. But still, I mean, this is really, this was momentous.
Very well said, Danielle. I mean, a few years back, if somebody even suggested, well, just wait, we'll get Rory versus Tiger in a big match at the Dell Match Play Technologies, we'd have said, that guy's either smoking something or you know, just hallucinating. But, you know, it's reality. And I'm telling you right now, based on this victory today, the green light just went on for Tiger to win his 15th major down at Augusta. This was the final piece of confidence. Whether he goes on to win the rest of or not, sure, I'd be a little more confident if he goes on the victory here, but I don't even think that's important. I think he got what he needed by coming here. He said he wanted to play three solid matches. He just played his fourth, and it was a big one. And I think his confidence level leaving Austin, Texas, is completely different than it was when he arrived here.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, after watching him kneeling using a club left-handed, coming out of the bushes, trying to chip onto the green and successfully getting on the green, some of the putts he rolled were miraculous. I use that word again. He's, you know, going on the green, and the putt, literally, he read it so that, and the ball followed almost a circle. It almost made a U-turn and went straight into the cup. There were some moments that were horrible. It was kind of like watching Rory this morning in the first five holes. He couldn't putt. It's like he kept missing to the right, missing to the right. It was really something, and you could feel the tension. He was obviously very nervous. I don't know, you know, I thought he looked relaxed in the beginning, but I think something got to him, and I don't know what it is, of course.
Well, I know what it is, the imposing figure of Tiger Woods. It's one thing to make a 10-foot putt. It's another thing to make a 10-foot putt when you look up and you see who's watching you make that 10-foot putt.
Okay.
And it happens to be Tiger Woods. I mean, that putt, it just doesn't come back as smooth as it normally would. I mean, come on, Rory. I mean, this has been the perfect season. I mean, don't forget the mountain that Rory McIlroy is trying to climb. He's trying to become only the sixth player in golf history to win all four majors. I mean, that is so huge. And he's done everything right this year, including winning down at Ponte Vedra, winning the Players' Championship, comes here brimming with confidence, just, you know, chomping at the bit, literally, for Augusta to get here. And now, you know, he takes a major setback. I will say this much, though, in Rory's defense, if he has a great opening round on Thursday, first round of the Masters, then this will be put behind him. But if he struggles at all during that first round, I think he'll start thinking back to the match play, and I think it'll be virtually impossible for him to win at Augusta.
Well, I hope he gets it together, because the idea of either of these, Tiger Woods or Rory McIlroy, being out, it was really hard. I mean, I wanted Tiger to win because I want Tiger to win. You know, I mean, I just do. I wanted Rory McIlroy to win. I feel the same affinity toward both of them. And having two great players that you feel good feelings about going up against each other was like, oh, I don't, okay. But look at this field, Bob, mainly European Ryder Cuppers. We had four Americans out of 16. Did that surprise you?
No, well, it didn't surprise me because I, you know, as you know, I was there in Paris and I saw how dominant that European team was. And this, you know, I'm going to say a name now, and you better get used to it, because this is the real deal. This is no Johnny come lately, and I'm talking about Molinari from Italy. He won the Claret Jug. He went undefeated in the Ryder Cup. He's playing some brilliant golf here. I mean, he's got the ideal game for Augusta National. So he's somebody that definitely is going to have to be considered once we get to Augusta. But, you know, and you're justified, certainly, in rooting for Rory. I mean, he's not only good on the course, he's good off the course.
Yes.
You're justified. You love the game of golf, so why wouldn't you root for Tiger? I mean, anything that Tiger does well helps all of us that are in this business, you included. And by the way, before I forget, why don't I pass on this tip to your listeners? I'd be very blessed this week to be able to spend a lot of time with Ben Crenshaw. He's a member of the Austin Country Club, two-time Masters winner, regarded as one of the best putters ever to play the game. And I said, Ben, help me out right here. Is it an advantage to leave that flag stick in when you're putting? He said, Bob, it is not even close. Everybody should leave that flag stick in on every single putt they take. They will make more putts. So that's a little tidbit for your listeners. If they were trying to decide whether to leave it in or take it out, leave it in. Ben Crenshaw says you're going to make more putts.
I love it. I love it. Anytime I can get a tip like that. And that's one of the reasons why some of the professionals, PGAs, they said, you know, for years, the USGA told us it was cheating because it would be an advantage to keep the flag in. So it has to come out so that it. So why are they all of a sudden saying there's no advantage? It makes no difference. So apparently it does make a difference and you should leave it in. Bob Bupka, let's talk during the Masters if you have time in your very busy Talk Sports schedule.
Well, if I don't have time to talk to Danielle Tucker after all you've done for this sport, after your 20 years of being on the radio, then I wish that I have laryngitis, because if I can't talk to you, I'm not talking to anybody.
This is Bob Bupka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove, changing the face of the driver for a crisp, clean response. Thank you so much for being on the show. Aloha, Bob.
My honor, Danielle, my honor.
We're going to come back. We're going to go to Mexico, to Punta Mita, Esther Sanchez, chef, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Hey, the Lotte is coming. The Lotte Championship, April 14th through 20th at Ko'olina Golf Club. And they want you not only to be there, but to get up and close to the best lady golfers in the world. Volunteer for frontline action at the LPGA's incredible Lotte Championship. Opportunities of every kind to volunteer at the Lotte Championship. LotteChampionship.com. Sign up now. LotteChampionship.com. LOTTE.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I meant to thank Bob Bupka. He donated to the inaugural Kaimuki High School Band fundraiser. I had a fundraiser on Facebook for the Kaimuki High School Band, and Bob Bupka donated. Now, we've also got the inaugural Kaimuki High School Band fundraiser golf tournament on April 5th. So please get in touch with Andy at 636-6787. Starts at 3 o'clock. There's, you check in and then we'll have the, actually it's 2:45, check in, and 3:30 is the shotgun start. It's at Moanalua Golf Club. It's 9 holes. It's just outside downtown. There'll be, of course, a goodie bag, refreshments, a tournament banquet, heavy poo-poos, and prizes, and raffles, and a whole bunch of fun. Now, maybe you can't play, but you'd like to donate something for the prizes. Or maybe you'd just like to give something, do something to help the Kaimuki High School Band fundraiser. A lot of kids are in the band. And, of course, to go to competitions or to just explore the world as a band, some kids can afford, some kids can't. So what we're doing is we're raising money because everybody's in the band. You can't leave somebody behind. They're part of the band. Kaimuki High School Band fundraiser. Andy is his name. Call 636-6787. 636-6787. All right, we're going to go to Mexico. And Punta Mita, Esther Sanchez is one of the featured chefs, Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. She's the restaurant chef at the Aramara Restaurant, the Four Seasons Resort Punta Mita. Now, Golf Kitchen Punta Mita is the second golf kitchen event in Punta Mita, bringing together some of the greatest chefs from the world of exclusive, very private, and private country clubs in the Americas. Sabonic, Glen Arbor, Winged Foot, just to name a few. Punta Mita is hosting, and at one of the locations staging this Golf Kitchen Punta Mita second is Four Seasons Resort. So into the clubhouse we invite Esther Sanchez, one of the featured chefs. Welcome to the clubhouse, Esther.
Hello, Danielle. Well, thank you for inviting me to do this. And it's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
It's wonderful having you. Wonderful having you. And you know, when I was, whenever I talk about the different events, Golf Kitchen, Golf Kitchen Edgewood, Golf Kitchen Punta Mita, there's a list of men, a long list of men, right? And once in a while we come across, oh, and I went, oh, Esther Sanchez, she's going to be there. She is featured. So when I list this list, it's mostly men. So why do you think there are so few female chefs?
You know, it is a really hard job for a woman to be a chef, no? I remember when I started in Punta Mita like 11 years ago, I started just as a cook, And I remember one of the other cooks, he told me, you know, Esther, I don't think you are going to last more than a month. It used to be a lot of men in the kitchen and just a few women, but this has been changing. Now I'm a restaurant chef over there, but it was really hard to become a restaurant chef, you know, because there it was first a man that he wanted to be a restaurant chef, and it was the opportunity for them first. But it has been really hard, but at the same, it's hard because they are a long shifts, and you have to be in charge of a lot of a men. But now it's the good thing that it's changing little by little, but it's changing, and now it's a good for women as well. But it's difficult to combine with your personal life. And like for me, I'm not a mom yet, but I would like once. And that is, it's going to be really a challenge to combine everything.
Because it's a very demanding job. You are, how many hours do you spend in the kitchen?
Around 12. Yeah. Most of the time it's half of the day there in the kitchen.
Wow. Yeah, so that's a challenge. You traveled to some very interesting places when you were a few years ago. Was it Saudi Arabia?
Pardon me?
Did you travel to Saudi Arabia to explore the different kitchens? Yes.
It was like 10 years ago. I went to Syria, and I was the only woman over there. Then this one, it was a really... it was really nice to be there because I knew that I was going to be in another culture, but I was so afraid because as well, it was another culture and no women in the kitchen. And I have to go and cook for a lot of people and be in charge of a team that they help me. But I have to give orders to them from another country, a woman over there. It was a nice experience, but I was terrified before going there. But it was a really, really nice experience.
I bet you came away with a lot more courage about how you could just handle a kitchen in your own country. It became a little bit easier with men because, you know, for a woman to give orders to men, sometimes there can be some pushback. So for Golf Kitchen Punta Mita brings together these fabulous chefs from around the Americas, and everyone features what they do best, of course, whether it's from up in Canada or from the East Coast or from Punta Mita. And I'm wondering, what do you want to prepare? What is your planned menu?
You know, it's my second year doing this event, and last year it was great. Then this year we want to do our favorite from our clubhouse at the golf. We are going to do some like simple but tasty things using the ingredients from the region, like a fresh fish that we have. We have a lot of tuna, mahi, red snapper that is fabulous to do some ceviches or aguachiles that it's more from this Punta Mita region. And also the people that they go to the golf course, they love simple things like shrimp burritos, but they want to be the ingredients also really, really fresh. Then we're going to do some of that. I'm going to put, like, my Asian touch as well, doing some tuna ceviche, but with a Asian touch, like a ponzu sauce, some nori in the ceviche, something like that is what we're going to do. And, of course, we're going to receive all the chefs from the United States, Australia, even Uruguay, Argentina, and we are going to help them. Really happy to do that.
You're opening your kitchen to all of these chefs. I always think about what it must be like to have people coming in. You're busy in a kitchen. How do you make room for so many people? Just hold that thought for a second. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Do you have so much space that everybody can cook together, or do you schedule them at certain times? How do you do that?
We schedule, and also the good thing is that in Four Seasons we have three main restaurants, three different restaurants, that it's the one at Amara, the one that I am is an Asian restaurant, contemporary cuisine. Then there is a lot of space, and also we have another one that it's in front of the beach. The name is Bahia, and also another chef, they can go there, and another one to our newest restaurant, that is Dos Catrinas, Mexican cuisine, but it's a really big restaurant. And that's the way that we do. We divide the chefs between the three different restaurants.
Perfect, perfect. Aramara at Four Seasons Punta Mita features Asian contemporary cuisine. Esther Sanchez, a featured chef at Golf Kitchen Punta Mita, is the restaurant chef at Aramara Restaurant. Now, this contemporary cuisine includes sushi, Thai curry, and Peking-style duck tacos. Now, I was thinking that's something in Hawaii. We have a lot of Peking duck, and I was thinking, and tacos. How do you prepare that?
Oh, that one has a really long time to cook, because we have first to marinate the duck in some dry spices for 24 hours. Then we have another marination that it's basically soy sauce and some spices, ginger, garlic, and we cook there the duck for about half an hour, and then we roast the duck for 4 hours at really low temperature, and then when the service comes, we have to fry that to have a really crispy skin, and inside, because we cook it in a really low temperature for 4 hours, the inside is going to be really musty, really, really, really good.
Juicy.
And outside really crispy, and you serve it with tortillas and some apple slaw, cilantro. It's fantastic.
It sounds really good. I had no idea that I was asking you something complicated. Whenever we think tacos, it's something you put together. But the Peking style duck, of course, brings it to a whole nother level. That's awesome. Aramara gets excellent reviews, 7th on the TripAdvisor ranking in all of Punta Mita Resort. And Esther Sanchez is a featured chef, Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. You can go, by the way, to Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. I'll tell you in just a second how. What are some of your personal goals, Esther? What would you like to do?
Now that I'm a restaurant chef, last year I went to Asia to learn more about Asian cuisine. Next year I would love to go also to Japan, because I didn't go last time. And I want to learn a lot of Asian cuisine, but I love to work in a resort, actually, and I would like to become like a sous chef, executive sous chef, and why not executive chef in one of the resorts. Probably not in Punta Mita. Probably it's time to move around. I think it's time to move around, but I will, you know, I was the first Mexican chef to become a restaurant chef in Mexico, in the Four Seasons in Mexico. Why not? I would like to be the first one in Mexico to become our executive chef.
That is awesome. And I'm with you all the way. The inaugural Golf Kitchen Edgewood featured the Fine Dining Soiree Inaugural Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards. But now we've got the second Golf Kitchen Punta Mita, and you can go. It's three different options. You can go and stay, play, and Golf Kitchen. Eat, in other words. There's the play and eat option, and there's the just eat option. You should go to golfkitchenpuntamita.com and you can see all the different options that you could, you know, sign up for. You'll play, by the way, 2 days of golf on Jack Nicklaus designed golf courses. They're beautiful. One has this magnificent island green. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's right off the ocean. Very, very well done. And the three packages, stay and play and golf kitchen, play and golf kitchen, and just the kitchen. Of course, if you're going to just do the kitchen, you'd need to find a place to stay. And when you're in Punta Mita, there's many beautiful options. You could be in the little town of Punta Mita or in one of the resort hotels. And then you get to try all these fabulous dishes from Esther Sanchez or Punta Mita's own executive chef, Pato Persico. He's the host chef for the event. Alongside him will be the executive teams from Sabonic Golf Club, from Glen Arbor Golf Club, Cacique at Kiowa, Sankaty Head Golf Club, Edgewood Country Club, Bosque Real, Mexico City, and the Garzon Club from Uruguay. Esther Sanchez, thank you so much for taking time and stopping in inside the clubhouse. Aloha.
Thank you, Alod. Thank you. Nice being with you this morning.
Excellent.
See you in Punta Mita.
See you in Punta Mita. Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. We'll be back. We're going to check in with Steve DiMeglio. He is the golf writer for Golf Week and USA Today. He's at, yes, the Dell Technologies Match Play, where Tiger Woods beat Rory McIlroy. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you looked at the items in your house or storage locker lately? Do you want to know if there's any real value to your family treasures or collections? Are you looking for a way to get money for your koa, art, gold, or fine furnishings? Call Hawaii's Consignment Center, located at 401 Cook Street. Shop, consign, and consignment center, 401 Cook Street.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center, or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. Joining us now is Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, Golf Week and USA Today. After some of the most amazing recovery shots, you know, that didn't really turn his game on. And something happened. I don't know. Somebody knocked somebody's hat off and all of a sudden Tiger came on yesterday and it's just continuing. But let's find out from the source. Steve, welcome into the clubhouse.
How are you doing, Danielle?
Excellent. How about you? What an exciting day.
Well, it's been an exciting week. Now it's going to get even goofier because the storm front came in and the winds are going to be whipping up the rest of the day, and tomorrow it's going to drop 10 degrees, so it's going to be around 58 degrees.
Whoa.
So it'll be interesting. leaving here Sunday, but it's we've seen a lot of goofy stuff so far.
Like, okay, Joe LaCava, when he took the hat off of somebody, were you, you're in the neighborhood of all these things, aren't you? You're watching very closely. Tell us where you are when you're watching.
I was about 10 yards away, and this was yesterday, and Joe had told everybody, because they were right on top of Tiger. He had missed his shot to the left of the green at the par 5-6th, and Joe repeatedly said to people, keep those cameras silent, please. Turn the cameras to silent. Keep them away. Make sure the flash is off, please, please. And sure enough, as Tiger's in his backswing, a guy's camera clicked. And Joey just turned around and hit the guy. He knew exactly who the guy was and hit his hat, knocked his hat off. And it turned out to be an older gentleman who immediately started to apologize. But again, he was warned and warned and warned. And Joey, I think, it was unlike Joey to do that. Believe me, he's one of the nicest guys in the world. And I think if he could take it back, he wouldn't have slapped the guy's hat off. But he was so angry, and that's what happened. And then he pointed the guy, and the guy was escorted off. But right in the middle of the backswing. I mean, right in the middle. And Tiger couldn't stop it. You know, it was a delicate short chip shot, so he went through it. So, yeah, we got that crazy stuff yesterday. And some great highlight film yesterday and the day before from Tiger. And then the heavyweight fight today between Rory and Tiger. And we saw how that...
How that turned
crazy.
Out. Yeah, well, you know, it was because I was only able to watch the first six holes. And then I had to get on the road and get busy with the show. So, you know, I was telling myself, do I want to watch when I get home? But that's ridiculous. You know, you just can't do that. In this day and age, I could follow just about anybody and find out what happened. The Tiger Woods won. But what I noticed is in the beginning, both of them seemed to be on. And then Rory lost his putter. Somewhere.
Yeah. Rory missed four putts inside 10 feet. But look, Tiger left one on the edge on four. Tiger let another one just one revolution short on another hole. But so Tiger's in control. He's three up after Rory three putts the 10th hole. And he's three up going to the 12th hole. And he drives it into a bunker and takes six from there, you know, and so that. Little hope to Rory, and then on the very next hole, Rory drives it over the par 4 green, Tiger lays up, and then Tiger hit his short wedge shot 25 yards long. And so now Rory's got the momentum, and Tiger saved himself with a brilliant shot out of the crowd on the 15th hole. We go to the 16th, and it looks like we're going to be all square going to 17 because Rory busted a drive 395 uphill.
Wow. Whoa.
And Tiger's drive came up against a wall in a bunker. So all he could do was blast out. He hit his third onto the green, had about 35, 40 feet for birdie. But he knows that Rory's sitting there with a short iron in his hand. He's got 172, the wind at his back. And he's thinking, I'm going to have to make my putt to have this hole because Rory's just going to knock this on the green and two putt at worst for birdie.
Yeah.
And so Tiger knows he has to make his birdie putt. Well, Rory probably hit the worst shot he's hit since the start of the year because he's been so good all year long. Pushed it, came to rest on a mound by a greenside bunker about, I don't know, a yard outside of the bunker from an awkward stance, an awkward lie. We still didn't think what happened. We didn't think we were going to see what happened next when, you know, Rory chipped it, sailed it over the green. Somehow it got through the crowd, went across the cart path, and came to rest up against wooden planks.
Oh.
So he couldn't take a drop anywhere there. He had to return to where he took his third shot from, and he dumped that into the bunker. And before you knew it, he conceded the hole. And Tiger then finished it off on the next hole, the par 3 17th, with a long par putt, and the match was over.
Wow.
And unfortunately, we couldn't get Rory's side of things because he refused to talk to the media, and then he walked right by us when we were in the parking lot hoping he'd give us another chance and after he cooled down, but nope. He strided right to his car, got in and left. So, you know, it just became bizarro world on that 16th hole.
Yeah.
And it's just like Matchway, can change in a dime. So
you just never...
Tiger moves on.
And who's he up against?
He's playing Lukas Bjerregaard.
Oh.
From Denmark. He won the Alfred Dunhill Lynx Championship last year. He's 27 years old. He's won twice on the European Tour. He's built like a rock. and he hits it 9 miles. But we'll see if he looks like he's got the temperament to handle all the noise that comes with Tiger when he plays. But we haven't seen it yet. So we'll see that shortly. They'll be teeing off, I think, in about, what is it? Oh, I think they'll be teeing off in about 15 minutes. So Tiger Woods is one match away from the Final Four.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing in a really, really good way. Because what do you think this does for his confidence going into Augusta National?
Oh, it'll do nothing but help it. And I don't think he was lacking confidence anyway.
Mm.
He is still the best ball striker out here. He's among the top three iron players still in the game. And
who are
when
those
his
top three?
Goes off,
who are those top three?
Well, you know, Rory's awfully good most of the time.
Uh-huh.
Sergio is always up there still to this day. You know, it's hard to say Justin Rose wouldn't be in the conversation as well. Dustin Johnson, all the best players, basically. But they will all concede that Tiger Woods is still one of the best, if not the best, iron player. And so Tiger just has to get his putting in order. And whenever that's the case, he usually solves that pretty quickly. And he would have all next week. He's going to go up to Augusta on Tuesday or Wednesday, then fly back home, and then go up probably Monday of Masters week and prepare. So if he goes there with the championship or not, he's got confidence because now he's going to play another round. So this will be his fifth round. He played 46 holes today, coming into today, 17 today, so he's up to 63 holes. So it'll be just basically like a tournament. But to him, in match play, you're under the gun every hole. You know, every hole is a tournament, and he likes that going into Augusta. So, this will do nothing but help him.
This is great. And I don't see, at least I'm just watching on television, you know, I don't see any stress on him, his body, his physicality. Do you notice anything?
No. And, you know, he had the neck sprain that forced him to withdraw from the Arnold Palmer Invitational, 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago? He's just got to monitor it. But he felt great at the Players' Championship 2 weeks ago. He felt great this week. He said everything's fine. It's in order. He is still adapting, but I think he's finally realized he's gotten into that rhythm of how much he can practice, how many balls he can hit, and then how much rest he has to take. And I think he's got that routine down now. So, he's getting massages. He's getting work done before and after every round, even if he needs it or not. There's nothing wrong with him right now. His back is fine. His neck is fine. Everything is fine. So,
awesome.
Right now, all systems go going to Augusta.
Yeah, when I saw the numbers, the driving distance numbers, Tiger Woods, 324, Rory McIlroy, 326. Now, that's the average. That was before the 395. Did you really say 395, Rory McIlroy?
Yep, uphill. I mean, he busted it. Now, they had the wind at their backs, slightly coming from their right. But he buried it. I mean, you could tell Tiger hit his pretty good, but it went up against that bunker wall, and he basically almost had to go sideways, and Tiger was still 50, 60 yards behind. So, you know, Tiger hit a long iron in for his third, and Rory from 172, I can't believe he would hit anything more than a 7-iron, but I bet you probably hit 8-iron on a 565-yard par 5. So
it's incredible. It's really incredible.
Yeah.
Now, there was a lot of talk even after all the changes were made to the format for this match play event, the only match play event on the PGA Tour, Dell Technologies sponsors, there was some talk about changing the format again. Do you think the sponsors got what they wanted this week?
Well, they couldn't be happier. I mean, they've got Tiger Woods on a Saturday afternoon going right into basketball. I mean, basketball's not going to get in the way. So, they had Tiger on Wednesday, Tiger on Thursday, Tiger on Friday, Tiger Saturday morning, Tiger Saturday night.
Right. So
Saturday afternoon.
Right. So this
Rory
round
and Tiger.
Right. Yeah, this round robin thing works. The people used to get dumped out. You know, you lose. Bam. This round robin with then the final 16 and then being eliminated going into the weekend.
Yeah, and you know that's why they did. That's why they did change. You know, when Dell Technologies is putting out their millions of dollars, they would like a good chance of having the marquee players reach the weekend and reach Sunday. And to ensure that, they went to the round robin, so at least the marquee players would be here for three of the days. And, you know, there's some format people have said to play 2 days of stroke play and then go from there. That means at least, you know, they'd be here, the marquee players would be here for 2 days. Others have said, hey, let's go 32 players play double elimination. They would be here at least 2 days. There's other different ones. I think as long as you're going to have match play, you're always going to have people trying to change it. So right now, this seems to work. But who knows? There might be some more proposals down the road. But for right now, I think
this is gonna
pretty
do it.
Happy with it.
Yeah, yeah. I thought the only thing that might upset them is we're obviously not as strong at match play as we are at stroke play, because the Americans, four of them out of 16, the rest Europeans. I wasn't really surprised about that.
Well, it was interesting. I didn't know this until this morning. Seven of the 16 players that advanced to today's play were on the European Ryder Cup team.
Mm-hmm.
Only one American was on the Ryder Cup, and that was Tiger. So, I mean, Francisco Molinari has turned into a monster. You know, Justin Rose has been one of the best players for years. Sergio in match play is always tough out, just on and on and on. But the Americans, yeah, you know, Dustin Johnson won this 2 years ago. Brooks Koepka just hasn't played well except for 1 week this year. Jordan Spieth is having fits with his putter.
They really need to make up, that putter and Jordan. It would be nice.
Yeah, and I think he will. I think he will as soon as he drives down Magnolia Lane. Something magical happens to him. So.
Yeah. Now tell me, why did Brooks Koepka decide that he needed to lose 20 pounds? And now he's gaining it back. Was it really for a photo shoot?
Well, that's the rumor. He won't confirm it. Nobody else will confirm it. But the general consensus was that he dropped about 20-some, 25, 30 pounds for the body issue, for ESPN's body issue. And, yes, he lost power. He lost distance. And now he's trying to put the weight back on. It's all goofy, but we can't write it off a rumor. And until he talks about it on official capacity, we don't really know what is going on. But that's what everybody seems to think. To me, it doesn't make any sense. But
doesn't
Brooks
make any
Brooks.
Sense to me, because as soon as you start changing your body mass index, your whole rhythm is thrown off. Your whole center of gravity is messed with. That's the last thing you want to do when you're hitting a golf ball at that speed. It just doesn't make any sense to me either. I got to ask you, Tiger Woods seems to be really enjoying himself. And he hates the game. He moves the needle, whatever. But he seems to be liking being just one of the guys. Am I reading that right, just seeing it on television?
Well, he's always been one of the guys. We just haven't seen as much of it. I think what has really helped, first of all, the number one thing helped. He got a second lease on life. I've talked to Tiger about this. Back injuries just change your entire life. When you don't know if your next step is going to send a sharp pain in your back, you live life differently. And his fusion surgery changed everything. But most importantly to him was he was allowed to start playing with his kids again. I mean, he couldn't wrestle with his kids. He couldn't kick the soccer ball in the backyard with his kids because he'd be in too much pain. Now he can do that again. And then he says, okay, I have another shot at continuing my golf career. And he has done that. So that alone is going to make any human being in the world happy. That for 99% of the time, you're pain-free after years and years and years of being in pain all the time. And I think what also happened, he started playing at the Medalist, which is by his Florida compound. And Ricky is there. Ricky Fowler is there. Justin Thomas is there. Brooks Koepka is there. A bunch of other younger players. And he starts having fun. I mean, Ricky Fowler told us late last year that for the first time in like 3 or 4 or 5 years, Tiger Woods said, hey, I'm going to go play another nine. And went off by himself just to go play golf by himself.
Wow.
And Ricky hadn't seen that ever. So Tiger's talked about, you know, he's a walking miracle. But when you get a second chance at life, I think that'll just change your mood completely. And he's taking advantage of it. And so far, so good. Everything. He hasn't had a he hasn't had a re-injury of the back. He had the neck sprain. He's got aches and pains here and there, but far more manageable than they used to be. And that back is still strong. So
are you going to go off? Are you going to go off and follow him again?
It depends on what the weather's going to do, but probably for the first 9 holes, yeah.
Yeah, at least stick with it that long. He doesn't like it when the temperature changes because it, you know, messes with the bod. Isn't that the truth? Thank you so much, Steve DiMeglio, Golf Week at Dell Technologies Match Play. And yes, Tiger Woods beat Rory McIlroy and going on to the final eight and hopefully getting to the final four. Thanks so much for being on the show with me.
Thank you, Danielle. Anytime.
Always a pleasure. Aloha. We're going to thank the people who make this fabulous show possible. It's fabulous because these fabulous people join me, and I want to thank Steve DiMeglio and Ron Syrak and Bob Bupka and Greg Nichols and Esther Sanchez, all for being here on the show. If you didn't get a tee time for yourself, Kauai Lagoons has a 9:10. There's one at Waikele, 8:50, 11:45. Maybe you can catch that one. And let me thank the people who make this show possible. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations. One is, of course, Sand Island. The other is the original in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes, they break, and that's horrible, or mud. You know, the water drains away and you think, oh, good. And then you're left with mud everywhere. Well, that's why you got to get in touch with Oahu Extraction 24/7 on site in 90 minutes. 330-6212. 808-330-6212. Oahu Extraction. Creative Plumbing. Well, it doesn't matter how large or small your project is, whether it's a new build, a renovation, or a repair, whether you want to redo the plumbing stack in a high rise, or you want to do your entire shopping center, or you need those grease traps changed because you're a restaurant and you need those done because now that is code. You got to call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing does it. Futura Stone, Futura Stone's master craftsman can turn your project, your building, your warehouse. I mean, he can turn your warehouse into a fabulous office with what looks like marble floors using concrete to create this beautiful interior. Specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, Roman stack walls, AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems, it's Futura Stone, only the best. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, Aimpoint Certified. Get a lesson with Claude Brousseau, Maui School of Golf. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.